in associate degree. That is the first time I use whole English language in our lesson. And I thought it is very difficult, but I eventually overcome it. Yes.
What about a reading experience? Do you have a memorable reading experience in English?
Reading. Is it included in exam? The first exam in Form 5, my Form 5. The exam is very difficult, the English exam. The reading is very long and the vocabulary is very diversified. I eventually passed the CE exam in English, but it's not very good at all.
So after that experience, did you do anything to try and strengthen that area where you felt challenged?
I think I didn't do something to improve my English. When I get into the high school to study my Form 6, I'm not doing very hard. I just wasting time in Form 6 and Form 7. Then eventually I failed in the A-level exam. Then in associate degree, I have improved it and my English get better. But it's still not enough for me to study overseas.
So your aim is to study overseas?
Yes, go to exchange or something like that.
And is that something that can happen in the future now?
What do you mean?
So do you plan to still go and study overseas?
Just a plan. Not very... I'm not confirmed to go overseas, but I will plan. Just a plan.
So what do you have to do to study overseas?
To maybe get a better result in IELTS to meet the minimal requirement of the university of a foreign university. Maybe that's it.
So you're studying IELTS now?
No. My IELTS result is 6, but I want to improve it to 6.5. But maybe later on I will do it. But now I'm quite busy in some other course.
So when you do decide to work on your IELTS, what are you going to do to get a better result?
Actually, we in our school we have an English center. The center have so many boxes and some sort of English material, IELTS exam preparation material. I will study in that center to prepare for the IELTS.